Good morning. Welcome to Waterful Wednesday. Pop quiz, how many times have you run your sprinkler yet this year? If it's more than a handful of times, you've watered too much. 2022 annual water usage was the highest on record. One of the reasons for this increase was irrigation demand, so I'm going to give you some tips to help you water more efficiently this summer. First, remember, sprinklers nix 10 to 6. With the return of hot weather, many irrigation systems are running, but at the wrong time of day. Irrigation is prohibited between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. because most of that water is lost to evaporation. You can run your sprinklers to make a repair or do a check, but just don't water during the day. Next, stay aware of rainfall totals with a rain gauge or check rain totals at bvwatersmart.tamu.edu. When we get an inch of rain or more, that's enough to leave the sprinklers off for a week. Irrigation systems can use thousands of gallons of water with each cycle. If you skip a shower, you save 25 gallons. If your lawn skips a shower, your lawn saves 2,500 gallons of water or more. Water less often, but deeper, by practicing cycle and soak. Frequent irrigation encourages short roots that stay near the soil surface, and that turf will very quickly get stressed by drought and heat. Cycle and soak refers to the practice of dividing a total runtime into two or more runtimes. For example, instead of running a zone for 30 minutes straight, run the zone for 10 minutes, wait for the water to soak in, and then repeat that two more times. Finally, if you're a College Station water customer and the water charge on your bill is $150 or more, you're probably overwatering and would benefit from an irrigation checkup. Go to cstx.gov/water to learn more. Tune in next week for more ways to level up and be a water geek. If you like this episode, look for the recording on the KMU website and share it with a friend.